A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Yesterday, we began to look at Catalyst for Change, because I am more than this. And you are more than this. The you of creation, the you that God designed, is more than what you presently look like. The you of God's expectation is more than what you are at the moment. You are more than what you are going through. You are more than your experiences and your situation in life. No matter how it looks, you are more than that condition. You are more than that situation. So the catalyst for change, if I am going to change, if there be changes in my situation, then, like blind Bartimaeus, I must be dissatisfied with the status quo. I must be dissatisfied with my experiences in life and must rise up to say, enough is enough. And that was exactly what blind Bartimaeus did. He said enough was enough to blindness. And of course, remember the words of Isaac to Esau. When you can't take it anymore, when you become restless, when you come to dominion, you shall break the yoke of your brother that is upon your neck. So the onus is yours to break whatever yoke you no longer want to see again in your life and in your destiny. Number two is desire for change. You must have a very strong desire for changes. I need a change in my situation. I need a change in my condition in life. And number three, desperation. You must, like blind Bartimaeus, cry out the more, irrespective and despite those things and those people that may want to shut you down. You must not take a no for an answer. You must insist on your change, the changes you want to see in your life. You must be desperate. Give it what it takes to get this change happen. Number four, where we continue from is dropping. You must drop whatever is contrary and whatever may stop you from getting to that place. In verse 50 of Mark chapter number 10, the Bible says, when blind Bartimaeus had been told, be of good cheer, rise up, he calls you. The Bible says, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus as a beggar. Blind Bartimaeus had a garment to cover himself, which was customary for beggars and for lepers. They must cover themselves with this garment and cry out, unclean, unclean, so that they will not meet the clean people and contaminate them. They must sound this warning. And so lepers have their own garment, and then the blind, the beggars have their own garment, just like the prostitutes have their own garment. But the word of God says, when Bartimaeus was told that Jesus was calling him, he threw aside, he cast away his garment. That garment could have hindered his movement to Jesus. Covering yourself with a flowing garment. Imagine someone running with a flowing garment. This becomes like a parachute and, of course, hinders and impedes your movement. And that was exactly what Bartimaeus had to drop. He needed to get to Jesus, and he wouldn't want anything to hinder him or stop him from achieving his goal, from getting to the place of his help. Dear listener, if you know you are more than this, and you want changes in your life, like blind Bartimaeus, you must drop anything that could hinder you from getting to the place of your help. Christ Jesus is our help. God is the one more than willing and able to help. The psalmist said, give us help in trouble, for vain is the help of man. Our helper is God. Our help is in him. In Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. Our help can only come from God. And for this reason, we must ensure that anything that could deny us access to God is dropped off our lives and our destiny. Little wonder, the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, being compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, so that we can run with patience the race that is set before us. You want changes in your life? Drop anything that could stop you from getting to Jesus, from receiving the help that is possible and available for you in God. Let us run to receive help. Let us drop all impediments so that we can run light. God wants you to run light. Drop those sins, the sins that easily stops you, the sins that could give the enemy a legal ground to stop you from experiencing the changes that you desire in your life. In the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter number 3, from verse number 1 to verse number 4, the Bible says, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." Satan was standing at the right hand of Joshua, who was the high priest. This Joshua, he was standing before the angel of God, angel of his answers, maybe angel of open doors. But Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him, to resist his open door, to resist his blessings. Why was Satan standing to resist Joshua? The Bible says in verse number 2, that the Lord said unto Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem will do thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of fire?" Now, why, like I said, was Satan able to stand to resist Joshua? Verse 3 gives us the answer. "Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel." Your filthy garment, that garment of sin, that garment of negative attitude and behavior, that garment of habit must be dropped. You must put it off your life if you must get help from the Lord. It was this filthy garment that gave Satan the legal ground to resist Joshua. Don't forget, Joshua was the high priest. And don't forget, you also, you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a peculiar person. And God has called you to show forth his praises, to show forth his power. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. The word of God says, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." God wants you to show forth his praise, but Satan is standing to resist you because there's a filthy garment that you are wearing. And so for you to receive the help of God, hear what God did in verse number 4, Zechariah chapter 3. "And he," that is God, "answered and spoke unto those that stood by him, saying, Take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." So your iniquity must be taken away from you. Your sins must be forgiven you if you want to see the changes that your life desires. So you must drop those things that are impeding your movement to God. You must drop those things that are stopping God from reaching out to you and blessing you. Don't forget, God is of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity. What are those sins that easily beset you? The time for you to drop them is now. Since you know you are more than this, and God is also willing to bring about a change and transformation to your life. But drop those sins. We need to drop this habit. We need to drop this. Drop that anger. Drop that malice. Drop that bitterness. Drop that unforgiveness. Drop adultery and fornication. Drop every sin that easily besets you. Drop those things that you call your weakness if you must get to your own place. Drop it. Blind Bartimaeus had to drop those things that could impede this movement and stop him from getting to Jesus. Drop your own also. I may not know your own, but God knows them. Jesus knows those things. Drop it so you can receive help and move to your next level. These are the catalysts for change, catalysts for transformation. I am more than this, so I must be dissatisfied with the status quo. I am more than this. I must have a strong desire for change, a vision of the change that I desire. I must be desperate for that change to happen. So I must give it what it takes. If it means crying out, I must, like blind Bartimaeus, cry out, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." I must be desperate to get up and go out and work. And then if I am more than this, I must drop those things that are hindering me, the sins that easily beset me. I must drop them. I must drop those bad habits and attitude so that I can run with patience, the race that is set before me, so I can run to obtain, so that God can look upon me and bring about the change and the transformation I desire from him, so that the enemy will not have any legal ground to resist me, so that I can also say, "Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Get out of my way so I can move to my place in destiny." I pray that by the help and the grace of God, you will be enabled to move to your place in life and in destiny in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, by the help of your Spirit, I drop every garment of sin. I drop every filthy garment that has given the enemy legal ground to resist me. I drop it today in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. I drop every filthy garment, everything that has given the enemy the legal ground to resist me. I drop it today by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. I drop and lay aside every sin that easily beset me. I drop every weight slowing me down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive help, supernatural help from God. God gave Joshua the high priest supernatural help. He sent people to help him. I receive supernatural help in the name of Jesus. My Father, I ask for supernatural help and I receive by faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to rebuke the devil. Rebuke the Satan that is resisting you. Rebuke everything that is resisting your change in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to rebuke them. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke every power that is resisting my change. I rebuke you. Every power that wants me to remain like this, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke you. Get out of my way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I receive for you, in the name that is above all names, the grace to drop every filthy garment that is slowing down your life and destiny, that is slowing down your journey. Receive that grace now. That filthy garment is removed from your life. The garment of sin is taken away in the name of Jesus. Grace is imparted to you to drop every habit, every weight that easily beset you. I rebuke that Satan that is resisting your change. I rebuke every power resisting your change in the name of Jesus. And I declare that today your change will happen and the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. You will not be resisted. You will make progress and God will be honored. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at noon for our interdenominational prayer convocation, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.